You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! What a beautiful winter day we've got out there.
You know, it's a good snow, isn't it?
It's a slippery snow.
Slippery. When you walked out, did it remind you of that Seattle game?
Those big flakes out there. Yeah.
Jim, you walked in, and I swear to God, there was some that were like a 50-cent piece sitting
in
there.
That's what I mean. It's huge, big. Yeah.
But it's not cold out.
No, it's actually really nice. But even like this. And, okay, since when I got here, the snowplow just went by, and it's got half an inch on it again already out there.
Yeah.
The sidewalks are covered. It's a really nice falling snow, but like I said, even on sidewalks and stuff, it's a slippery snow. Yeah.
41, couple of bad accidents this morning.
Really already,
please be careful out there.
Yeah, I bet it's slick.
Yeah, it's slick. It looks beautiful, but it's really, really slick. Happy Monday to you.
But see, it's not freezing.
No, I was just going to read that. Yeah. 33, 32, 33, yeah. Green Bay through Oshkosh and Appleton.
It'll melt when the sun comes out.
Yeah. Happy Golden Retriever Day. Is there a nicer dog than a Golden Retriever?
Yeah, Bernedoodle.
It's Elmo's birthday. Is Elmo still around? He's got to be like 72 by now, isn't he?
Who's Elmo?
Remember
From
Elmo?
From Sesame Street.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's not that old.
I'll bet he is.
No way.
Sesame Street's been around for like 50
But he's a newer character, isn't he?
Elmo, remember when Elmo was the Christmas gift? Right, that's the red one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I had a...
He's got to be in his 60s.
I don't think
this character. He's got to be.
No.
His character that he plays is 3.5 years old.
Yeah, but yeah. How long has he been on The Muppets?
I'll figure that out.
I think since 1975.
No.
That would be a long time.
I'm writing that one down.
All right, write it
90.
Down.
90.
Yeah. Today is carrot cake day. Love carrot cake.
The best.
Can't beat carrot cake. I wish it was better for you. It sounds good for you.
Have you made carrot cake?
Yeah.
Yeah. That, I mean.
You really think I made carrot cake?
Carrot cake's awesome.
You think I bake? You think I know how to bake?
I don't know.
I would have no idea how to bake.
He wouldn't even know how to peel a carrot.
I would have zero idea.
1980, by the way, is when Elmo debuted.
Okay.
All right.
You weren't so far off.
You were 75, I said 90.
So I used to watch her with my nieces.
Man, I made a carrot cake one time for this recovery house, and it almost took two of us to carry it. That's a really, really heavy,
but wouldn't it be awesome
cake.
If it was actually really good for you?
Well,
hey, guys, we're not going to have chocolate mousse today. We're going to have carrot cake.
Well, there's carrots in there.
Really?
That's about it, though.
There's a
lot of sugar.
One on the top. Yeah. Feed the Birds Day. Don't even get me started on that crap.
I think this day last year is when we had the huge conversation about feeding the birds. Remember that?
Yeah. And we always, growing up, my mom just go outside, feed the birds. Always, every day. Always.
But that's all I get. I want to get the cardinals. And that's all I get are those scummy birds.
But I bought you that good food. And
it didn't work.
I think you mixed it with cheap food.
I did not mix it with cheap food. Why would I do that? To make it last longer?
Huh? Yeah, gee.
Guilty.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Women Physicians Day. Man, remember that? I mean, that old joke from like probably just the 80s where it's like, you know, answer this riddle.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
My son or something.
Yeah, the doctor comes in. The father was like playing golf or something, and the physician walked in and said, I can't operate. This is my son.
Right.
It's like, how could that be? And it's like, oh, the doctor was a woman.
Everybody's like, he's gay.
Is this my, it's like, yeah.
Nobody gave the woman a credit.
Like, that was like such a thing. It's like, oh my gosh.
You know, I got to send a text to my daughter. I didn't know it was.
She's a physician.
She is.
There you go.
Working.
Today the music died. Buddy Holly and the entire gang, huh?
Yep.
Wow. You know, I got to be honest with you, though. No, nothing bad. No.
Overrated.
No.
That was.
Not at all. No. In some of the real tragic accidents, the flight, you know, it's, oh, plane crashes with so many stars. And when you read about it, it was like for him, I think it was like some kid who hadn't been a pilot for very long at all.
Oh.
Didn't have instrument training or something. I mean, when you read about these, oh, what a tragedy. So many times.
Pilot.
I remember that happened. Remember Mario, or not Mario Andretti, Rocky Marciano? He died in that plane crash. Same thing, like a young guy who wasn't rated to do it or whatever. Roberto Clemente, when he died on New Year's Eve 1972, same type of thing. It was a real crappy plane, and the pilot was inexperienced.
Ricky Nelson, they were kind of partying up there, right?
Wasn't I think
there?
So, yeah.
I don't, maybe the pilot, I can't think of the pilot.
I think, whatchamacallit too, Todd? Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, Leonard Skinner.
Leonard Skinner. I think that might have been taking place there too. Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, I will say though, about, of course, there are the three people on that plane, right? Big Bopper. Who are the other?
Richie Valens.
Richie Valens.
And Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly.
Yep.
And their second last stop was Riverside Ballroom.
Wait, who did
you
say?
It was Buddy Holly.
Right. Yeah.
Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper.
Oh, Big Bopper, yeah.
Yeah, and then Richie Valens.
That's it though, right?
I think so.
There was one more for some reason.
There may have been
I know Waylon Jennings won a flip of the coin or something.
And took a car, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they were here, and then they, you know, we have a guy in Green Bay that's like obsessed with them, and I guess they stopped where they got their sleeping bags and everything. Just, it goes on and on. But it was the second last stop here at Riverside. And they still, I don't know if there's a tribute. Once in a while, they'll do a concert with the impersonators.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if that's going on.
I haven't seen one this year.
Me either.
How did they get from Green Bay to Iowa? Did they bus to that? Mm-hmm. Must have, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay, then took the plane.
Yep.
All right. Wow. Happy birthday, Amal Clooney, George Clooney's wife. Happy birthday, Muggin Fairchild. Yeah, that's right. My girlfriend is Muggin Fairchild.
Yeah, it's a ticket.
Yeah, it's a ticket. 75, Morgan Fairchild. Wow. Boy, she was something in the 80s.
Wasn't she on like Flamingo Road?
She was on
like that.
Four different shows, and she played the exact same character in everyone.
That's right. Yep.
All she had to do was have her hair perfect and be this naughty little vixen. And that was Morgan Fairchild. My girlfriend. So how's your weekend? You went to see a comedian?
I did. We went to Cup of Joy and saw Jeff Allen. That was fun. It was great. He put on a good show. And it's obviously Cup of Joy. It's a very clean show. And it was very close to sold out. So, and it's actually free. You know, you make a donation. They pass the cups around. But yeah, we had a lot of fun. I took some people from the new community shelter, which was, you know, interesting.
It was an outing.
So 15 of us went, and we had a great time.
Nice.
So, yeah, it was great.
How many people attend the show?
400.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd say
that's
400.
A bunch.
Yeah, it was.
You know, I've got my such a fixation now on Nate Bargatze, and yesterday I was watching early morning NBC News. They got a new show where they feature somebody. It's from a winery in New York. Downtown New York. It's like New York Winery or something where they do the show with a live audience. Really? And it was Nate Bargatze.
Oh, it was a live audience?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really cool. Really interesting.
Who hosts that?
You would know the guy, but I don't know his name. All one of those things.
But that show was, it was a lot of fun. And their opening act was, he had 4 minutes, and he was from New London.
Oh, no kidding.
That's tough, though, right?
I would never do it.
Yeah, you'd be good at that.
No, but I would never do it.
Oh, he had him going. But he got out there.
Because you know why? When I do banquets or speak at some place, if they laugh, that's great. But they don't have, you know, I still get 90% of my stuff is not laughing type stuff, okay?
Right.
But when you're on stage like that, 100% is supposed to be laughing stuff.
And if it's not,
you're bombing.
It's quiet.
Oh, man. Yeah. Like Bargatze said about that one, the biggest time he bombed ever is for this huge, say, I won't say the name of the guy, but you can't believe it. They were giving cars away to employees and whatever. And it was down at Disney World, I think. It was just amazing. They bring me on, and I talked, I did half an hour. And I didn't get a laugh. So I finally heard one guy say, hey, when's the comedian coming on? And another guy said, as soon as this guy's done giving a speech.
Wow.
So,
That hurts.
So that can go both ways.
Yeah.
We got a big show today. We've got Brittany Merlot coming on, Civic Media meteorologist, talked about the crazy things going on in the weather. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Laughter at 21. Tell us about this time.
Well, it's Laughter at 21 After.
Correct. And that is Sebastian Maniscalco is coming to the Rush Center coming up on the 15th of February. And we're going to give away tickets all week long. So be listening in for his little comedy bit. When you hear it, you can call in or text in for your shot to win a pair of tickets.
Is that like a new segment, Laughter at 21 After?
That's a new segment for this promotion, yes.
I like it.
Have you heard this guy?
No.
He's a little Andrew Dice Clay, right? A little bit.
Like I think he's more like John Minow.
Hickory Dickory Dock.
Little Boy Blue.
Little Miss Muffet Shatter. I say, hey, what's up?
I listened to him a little bit when I saw that this was coming on. Yeah, I guess he's more, he's a combination of Andrew Dice Clay and John Minor.
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Very Italian.
Yes.
You know, wow. He's got that thing, you know.
Hey, how
and
you doing?
It's like, but then a little bit of that Italian, not temper, but like
yeah.
Bleep you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bleep.
Anyway, that'll be fun. So we do that every hour?
We'll do that at 7:21 and 8:21, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
phenomenal.
Friday.
Phenomenal. That's going to be fun.
Fantastic. BJ Hill, the new head football coach at Green Bay Southwest, will be joining us. Tim Cody, Fox Valley Veterans Council, Veterans Salute. And that's, of course, brought to you by Olson Legal Group in Oshkosh and Ripon. Scott Radke. Tell me a little bit about Scott.
Scott and Julie will be joining us from Catalpa Health in Appleton. They're really dialing in on mental health for kids. And so they'll talk a little bit about that and what to look for, why it's so important right now.
That's fantastic.
And is it? It just, well, like I said, we've talked about this on the show before and on my show about the, you know, all this concentration and focus on the neck down. And we got to talk to these kids about their mental
totally
health,
agree.
Where they're at. Are they... You know, the days of anxiety.
Just get over it.
Right.
When I was your age, I had more important things to worry about. I had to feed the chickens barefoot.
But even these kids.
Would that be such a bad thing, feeding chickens barefoot? I don't think so. If the weather's nice.
Right. Mm. But even at TC, teaching these kids and you ask them what their, we kind of go some goals, but then biggest regret, COVID really affected a lot of people. Like more than I think we kind of just went through our daily day. Lost friends, they lost connections,
I was in real estate, so it didn't affect us hardly at all because everybody worked from home whenever they wanted to anyway.
And they said we were an essential business, which that was just good lobbying. But
we weren't allowed in our office where I worked, that you weren't, or if you did,
really?
You had to be really masked up and distanced. And so it was more of a pain to go there than it was to just work from
home.
But
they didn't close the office. You could go, but it was at 6 feet.
But boy, were they adamant.
Anyway, some of these kids are still struggling with some of that. So we got to.
I believe that.
This is going to be good to talk to them. Used to make me
smile. Apropos. And I knew if I had my chance. That I could make those people dance and maybe be happy for a while.
Let me just ask you, do you think you're singing the same note he is?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
See, that's tone deaf.
Shiver.
We'll talk to them
this
about
tone deaf.
This
is bad. Listen, he rhymes two words at the same time. I hate this. Listen.
Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step.
Oh,
I
hate that. Come
on. Come
on.
Quick break. When I read about his widowed bride, but something touched.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Todd, were you in radio when you had to play the song?
We were not allowed to.
I was going to ask you, could you play the? Were you allowed to play the long one? That was always considered a bathroom break song.
Yeah, when I was doing overnight.
Jim, I'm not even kidding. I would give any. We got to talk to one of our old friends from Midwest. See if we can go back in the old studio, building, and see if all the LPs are still exactly where they were left in what, the mid '80s. Mm. And you should see the notes written. I'm like. Bathroom song, 4 minutes and 30 seconds. So and so, the little notes they would write about different songs.
Right.
Yep. When I was doing overnights, every once in a while I'd throw that on. So you know what I would do though? I wouldn't go to the bathroom. I'd set the alarm for a nap.
Really?
Because I was doing overnights.
Wow.
So I would set it for like 3 or 4 minutes, nap for a little bit, get up, do a break.
That's a good use of time. Those power naps are unbelievable.
I'm okay with those.
Well, me too.
I'm okay with those.
Man, I'll tell you what, I'm driving, I'll just pull over and
just
a couple minutes and then boom.
A lot
I'm
of times going to Manitowoc. I'll just pull over in that one and like probably think 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I then step outside and like walk around the car. You're refreshed.
It is.
It's incredible.
Don't underestimate those little power naps.
No.
Those are
Nope.
So what's the longest? Was it Rolling on the River? What are some of the longer, like Leonard Skinner, right? I mean, that Freebird's got to be, that's got to be what, 5 minutes?
Six. Yeah. And then that American
Paradise
Pie,
by
Paradise the Dashboard Lights.
Yeah.
Meatloaf. Hey Jude.
Yeah, that could go, right?
I mean, those are some longs. Those are the songs you hate when you're dancing with some girl.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm starting
that's
to sweat.
That's true. That
I
is
know
true.
I'm starting to sweat.
Yeah.
Wonder if she can feel a sweat on my back. Oh, man, I'm sweating now. And the more you think about it, the more you sweat.
No, those are long, long songs.
It's like,
yeah.
Are you hot?
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Okay, because you got sweat running down your back. Mm. Yeah. Sarah said they had the tribute show over the weekend. How was it, Sarah? Let us know. Let us know how the weekend show was. I didn't know they had it. Was it at the Riverside?
I believe it was.
The tribute?
Yeah.
Okay. That's where they almost saw it. Well, they always do have it.
What was this weekend? Okay.
Yeah.
We've got the Beatles coming up this weekend.
Got a lot of stuff going on. This is a good time of year.
With Frank's show kicks off.
I want to go to that.
Yeah, we're going.
Todd, you cannot let us not go to Frank's show, Anchorman.
Okay.
Promise.
All right.
And then I also want to know how to see Green and Gold.
You know what? So do I. We should all go to that because those guys were on our show.
My understanding was it was shown on Saturday.
Right.
And they had times all day long. And then if it does well, it might get an actual run.
Was it in a theater or was it at Lambeau?
It was
Lambeau?
In a theater.
Oh, it was in a theater. Yep. Okay. Let us know, people. Did anybody out there see it? Did anybody see Green and Gold?
Yeah, we wanted to go, but we're doing something else. This Sunday, we're going, you and I, right? We're going to Lambeau to tour the tailgate party. Are we going to that, you guys?
I'm not. You've got tickets, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
We have media
the fan
passes.
Fest.
Yeah.
The thing that's Verizon.
Yes, the Verizon thing. Yes.
What's cool is the locker room and the Hall of Fame and the food and the drinks. And then I'm going to go home and watch the game.
Are
you going to watch it there?
Probably not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's going to be fun.
That'll be fun. Don't forget the 28th. Put this on your calendar, Jim, is the HWE wrestling event.
I got that.
I don't have that.
Badger State.
Okay.
Badger State, they want you guys to be ring announcers.
Excellent.
And, yeah. So put that on your calendar.
You guys have never seen me ring announce, have you?
No. I'm going to be pretty quiet, John. I'm just going to drive.
Oh, when I used to give JJ Korn his introductions. And now, ladies and gentlemen, in the far corner, in the red trunks with the white trim, the glamour with the hammer, the pride of Neo Pitt, former United States Army boxing champion. Weighing 146 pounds, J.J. Korn.
That is good. That's going to be fun.
That's my ring announcer.
All right. That's going to be great.
John,
don't look at me to do any of that.
What? No.
You know, don't embarrass me.
You can hold his microphone.
I will. And I'll drive. I'll buy the drinks and I'll drive like usual.
Wow. So, do me a favor. Remember where we're going.
What do you mean?
Just remember where we're going.
Badger State.
Yeah.
Bring cash.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Right? We got to bring cash.
Because Josh's not going to.
No, you're right about that.
That is one of the most embarrassing things of all time.
Oh,
when we did not have enough money to buy a beer, and everybody was drinking their beer, which proceeds go to the big charity, and we're drinking ice water.
That's all we could afford.
That's all we could afford.
We had no money.
Now, Mino and the mayor did not have $6 between them in cash.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, that. And then Frank thinks.
Oh, and Sue says Green and Gold is playing at Bay Park all week.
Nice.
All right. I'm going to see that.
All right.
Vicky says she knows someone that saw Green and Gold, said it was very, very good.
Okay.
So, and Sarah says she didn't get a chance to go to the reunion tour or the tribute show. Oh. Just saw it advertised.
Oh, okay. Are there any other local actors in Green and Gold, you know?
No, in the paper yesterday.
Like Heather, our friend who's an actress, or any of them?
Yesterday's paper, they went over the Green Bay films. I don't remember seeing, like, you mean like Zelaski or somebody?
Yeah, exactly, like you did.
Yeah, no.
Does Eric have a cameo type thing?
I don't know. Hey, this week's going to fill up. All right, that'd be great. And then Thursday, we're at that Vintage, right? That's going to be fun.
Vintage Bakery and Sandwich.
I sent you guys an email.
I don't think I can eat that day at Vintage.
Oh, no, you got that.
It's like one of my favorite places in the world. I have to have that root canal right afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. I want them to give me a to-go box. You know, whenever I have an event that I do, they always ask me what my fee is. I say, if it's homemade desserts, I get a to-go box. Mm-hmm. That's my fee.
And then I sent you guys an email Tuesday, tomorrow. So it's Super Bowl, you know, where you eat a bowl of soup at those 16 restaurants.
We're going someplace, aren't we?
Tomorrow. We're going to that Court of Two Sisters. No, that's in New Orleans.
We're going Soup Sister.
Yes, hey, Soup Sister. We going to there tomorrow?
I don't know if I can because I have some meetings.
Is that okay, if Todd can go, we're going. I don't want to just take you.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, text there. Jim, does the shelter take new clothes? And if so, what door
absolutely.
Do I drop them off?
Oh, my gosh. Shoot. Are you kidding me? We have 118 people living there. All over 18. If you drop off little kids' clothes, we're going to take them over to the Freedom House because they take care of families. But, yeah, absolutely. Are you kidding? We would love that. I mean, I don't. Any size, right? I mean, people, yeah. You've been there enough. I mean,
well, I've given you some stuff.
You have.
I'm sure somebody found that size.
Yep. No, that's true. That would be great. Just come in the front door right off Mather Street, and they will give you a receipt, and then we put it in the donation closet, and then we'll sort it. And
XLs are always the hardest size to find. You ever notice that? There'll be 2X, 3X, or L, medium, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like XL are so hard to find.
And it's funny you say that, because even at that at the Cup of Joy, the guy was selling some T-shirts. And
yeah. No XL.
No XL. But you can order them online, ladies.
I know, but those are just crazy how it's like 90% of things sold are XL.
They should probably buy more of those.
All right, we're going to set our break. Brittany Merlot. That was a good movie, La Bamba.
Yeah, it was.
That was
yeah.
a really good movie. Brittany Merlot joining us. Kristen Ambo's coming up. Laughter 21. Nope. Laughter after 20. Nope.
21. No.
Todd?
Laughter at 21 after.
You thank go. You.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Nearly 3,500 customers were without power in Brown County early this morning due to a WPS equipment failure. The Brown County Public Safety Communications Facebook page called attention to the major East Mason and Main Street intersection in Green Bay that was dark and signalless due to the outage. By 5 a.m., the outage was down to less than 1,000 customers in the dark. Judge Susan Crawford was in Northeast Wisconsin over the weekend campaigning for Wisconsin Supreme Court justice. She said she would be fair, impartial, and a common sense justice.
I am running this race because I want to protect the rights of all Wisconsinites. I don't care if you fall on the red side of the political spectrum or the blue side of the spectrum. I'm here fighting for all of our rights.
Crawford is running against former Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel. While justices are considered nonpartisan, Crawford does have the support of the Democrats and is considered a liberal. The election is set for April 1st. Two Oshkosh Area School District Board members, Tim Hess and Kelly DeWitt, are cleared of wrongdoing for operating Facebook accounts under aliases and opposing the district's upcoming referendum. The district says the investigation concluded that the profiles did not violate the district's social media policy. The profiles of Mike Melter and Missy Green were used to oppose the $197.8 million referendum to be decided on the April 1st ballot. See our story at WGBW.fm for more on the investigation and remarks from the OASD and Hess and DeWitt. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on a snowy Monday morning. We're getting a lot of snow out there. I mean, the plow's been by a couple of times. I think we're working on 2 inches pretty soon. Wouldn't you, Todd?
But got to be close. Again,
well,
the
let's
roads
ask
are
the
very,
expert.
Very slick out there
yes.
this morning.
33 in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 33 in Oshkosh here on 97.9 FM WGBW in Green Bay, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh, and of course the Civic Media app. Let's go to Brittany. Brittany, where you are, what's the weather like?
Ooh, the same as you. I've got about 3 inches of fresh white snow on the ground this morning. Visibility is pretty down. We're actually looking at a little bit of fog too. Are you seeing foggy conditions as well?
Doesn't seem to be out there.
Just maybe really a little bit. Heavy snow
yeah,
right now.
Yeah.
But it's a great
very
snow.
Nice.
It's big, big flakes, light, and it's 33 here, 34.
34 just 34. Went up to, Todd said.
So it's great.
But it's slippery. It's a slippery snow. Todd drove in from Appleton. He said there are accidents already on 41.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, 41 is the worst when it starts to snow, isn't it? No one slows down. The right lane is the only one that you can get through.
It'd be nice if they'd plow it, though. Stuff. That would help.
Yes.
I'm sorry, what?
That would help a lot.
So, Brittany, but thanks for the weekend. I mean, I was grilling yesterday outside.
Were you really?
Yeah, fantastic. I grilled.
I was thinking about that. I went to a store and I was thinking about getting some salmon.
And I did grilled because for the week, you know, John and I, we occasionally dip our toe in diets. So I'm trying, this week is all salad. So I grilled chicken and cut that up for salads and then shrimp.
You know what I've been, Brittany, your protein, you your workup, you're big into protein.
Oh, yeah. She's,
you know what I had for breakfast yesterday?
A Clif Bar.
Two chicken breasts, okay?
For breakfast.
Yeah. Put them in the microwave for a few minutes. Then I cut them up in pieces, and then I fry them up with eggs. Phenomenal. Chicken and eggs is incredible. And I cut up some onions and put in some garlic. My place smelled phenomenal.
Yeah,
people
I had garlic.
Walking through the halls, like, my God, what smells so fantastic? I mean, that's me. It's I do.
It's that it's chef in 456.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. And I actually like stood above it with the steam, so I did smell like that wherever I went for the rest of the day.
Go.
People were looking at me like, hello. How you doing?
But what a great day to grill. I mean, it was great yesterday, right?
Yeah,
it was a fantastic
day.
And this besides this snow, Brittany, I mean, and then it's gonna snow what? One more time and then it's good for another week or something. I kind of looked, some of that long range forecast looked like really good. Like it's never gets under like 20.
No, actually, no, it doesn't. I think Friday is probably the coolest day. Tomorrow and Friday, we get close to 20 degrees, but otherwise we're hanging out in the upper 20s to low 30s for the rest of the week. It is kind of a cloudy week, I would say.
Hey, what are you doing the 24th, Brittany?
The 24th. I don't know. What do you got planned?
I'm taking part in the World Championship snowshoe races.
Are you?
What?
Where is this?
Aaron's Nordic Center in Brilliant, Wisconsin.
John. Oh my gosh, I'll have to cheer you on.
Check out my Facebook. See, when I was in training, I was in junior Olympic training back when I was a kid.
That sounds intense.
Did you see a picture, Jim?
No, I don't.
You didn't see it?
No.
So this was in.
John, do you realize?
Right there. Look.
Well, yeah, that's like 40 years ago.
Well, that was a junior Olympian.
And you're going to do that
training last week.
And you're going to do that on Monday, the 24th.
Yeah. If I can get in, I've applied for a special exemption for the master's category.
Like a heart condition?
Just the master's category. People with an artificial hip.
Oh, yeah.
And one leg shorter than the other.
Other than that, you're going to win.
Yeah. It's my bracket. It's my bracket. You got text.
Sounds so fun.
Brittany,
though.
I thought Jimmy didn't see his shadow. No more snow and cold. Bring on spring. Terry.
No.
I can never remember how that works.
No. It was just the opposite, Terry.
No.
I thought he said six more.
I thought his name was Tommy.
Hold on. Jimmy in Madison.
Oh.
Jimmy the Groundhog from Madison said no.
Okay, but Jimmy.
Puxatani Phil said more winter.
However, that Puxatani guy that's getting all the ink for all these years, do you know what his batting average is?
Yeah, not so good.
No, it's like 36.
He's been putting on a few, too. You see him lately? Like, disgusting.
Do you guys remember
36%.
Do you remember last year when we had Brittany on and we had Milton in and they chose?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
That's right.
Yeah, the only cardio he gets all year is he sticks his head out one day. You know what? I don't see nothing. That's all it is. That's all it is, Brittany. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Hey, it gives me a day off. So the groundhog wants to take over for one day. That's fine.
Did you ever go to that?
No, I've never been to that.
Seems like that'd be the type of thing you would have gone to somewhere in your meteorological career.
Right. You guys have reunions, parties, like your Super Bowl, right?
I was just impressed you were able to say meteorological.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, you did.
I am too.
So fast.
I don't know where that came from. Because if I tried again right now, I wouldn't get it right for the rest of the day. Wow. Okay.
So what about that 6 week? I mean, we're going to be... If we're going to be in March, well, it's only the third or fourth. But I mean, once we get to March, we're out of the danger zone of below zero, right?
True, very true. Not out of the danger zone of some big snowstorms, but definitely the cold snaps are.
I mean, I'm not even joking when we always talk about St. Patrick's Day storm, and that's my birthday, and so many birthday parties were ruined because school got closed for the afternoon and shut down and the bus wasn't running and whatever. And I had everything set up. I had close to the bottle. Remember that one? That was big. Pin the tail on a donkey. That was big.
Yeah.
Had some. Yeah. And it was.
However,
just three kids. And
we had the parade. And there.
I think that's what turned me angry.
But it can also be 70.
Yeah. Not Nagani.
True.
In 1969, it wasn't. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah. Okay. So, Brittany, what do you do for fun this time of year?
Oh, gosh. What did I just do? I just went up north. I chased some Lake Effect snow. I went to see if the snowmobilers were up there, and they are. They're out from Hurley to Ironwood up north. It's a blast. What did I do? I went around and hung out with some people ice fishing.
Oh, cool.
And I've been going on some hikes because we haven't had much snow here in Wausau. So
right.
I'm hoping I can go cross-country skiing.
Okay, let me tell you. Let me tell you where you got to go if you want to see something really cool and you want to go. Go up to Munising, Michigan, and check out the, I think it's called the Ebon Caves. It's these big caves on Lake Superior, and the waves come over them. So the whole thing looks like ice waterfalls. It's spectacular.
Those are unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like pictures, but they're just that's so unique. Yeah. That is like awesome.
Absolutely.
The way that looks. That's somebody
3 hours and you're there.
But something even closer than that, those ice castles. Do you see something on that?
In Eagle River.
Yeah.
I mean, where they build them.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean for like, okay.
That's cool.
Michigan Tech always does that too. They're those engineer kids up there.
Oh, yeah.
They build unbelievable things for their winter carnival.
You can take advantage of that.
Have you ever
heard
of the ice bars? Somebody used to have an ice bar. I don't know if that was just in Minnesota or if Wisconsin had it too, but.
What's an ice bar?
Oh, it's a bar. It's actually kind of warm in there, isn't it? You sit there and drink up vodka. Yeah. Isn't that what people drink?
Yeah. What do you think? So this is, okay. I'm intrigued. What's an ice bar?
It's like an igloo that you go into. You sit down and the guy, what do you want to drink?
Is it an actual igloo? I mean, it's built out of ice blocks? Right.
Yeah. And the bar itself is usually built out of ice and they'll have the neon lights going and all
I've never seen or heard about this, but I want to be there.
Yeah, I think it's...
See? Winter's fun.
Brittany, I think there's one in Wisconsin. I think
so too. I just can't put my finger on where it's at.
Does it say open all winter? Not all year, obviously, right? No.
Good question.
I don't know.
I would love to know where this. I would love to go to one of them.
Okay, let's talk to this ice bar.
Wow.
But yeah, that's a cool way to get some customers, make a little money. No, it's awesome.
Brittany, can you work on that for us? Find out where that is.
I might build my own.
I think so too.
I'm slacking here. I should have my own. Yes.
What's wrong with you? You're not the you used to be. You're just not. Wow. Well, that's cool though, Brittany. Something like that.
How are things? I know Ski Brule's open. How are things up at Granite Peak?
Oh, amazing. It was so foggy yesterday, right? Because the warm air moved in and it was melting a lot of that snow at Granite Peak. But the kiddos were still flying. You could see them just disappear into the cloud off the cliff. I'm like, these kids are brave. They're so brave. But on the state park side is beautiful too. You just drive up there and you could see all the rime ice and crystals just on every little branch. Gorgeous sights.
Brian says here, they have done ice bars at Titletown. Huh?
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
That's cool. I want to check that out. If they do that again, I want to check that out.
So much for the drive to Eagle River.
I know, right?
Stumbling distance over
there. Hey, Brittany, you're the guy on the producer, the writer, I don't know if he's director too, of that new movie, Green and Gold, that was shot around here.
But, sure, I heard about that.
But anyway, the guy that we had on is from Iron River, Michigan, and his hopes for being an Olympic skier, him and Nate Baumgartner, who became an Olympic snowboarder, were great friends. And he's producer of the whole thing. He said his dream, because he used to go to Ski Brule all the time. I don't know if people know how great of a place Ski Brule is if you haven't been to it. I mean, he was training for an Olympic skier, training ground.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, those are cool ski hills we've got up in that part of the world.
I agree.
And the
hidden treasures, we have them.
Yep.
Right. The snowmobile, that's good, because I know that industry took a hit.
Well, they did have races at Eagle River this year.
Did they? Okay.
Right, Brittany?
They did.
Yeah.
When you go up towards Eagle River and Manitouish Waters and Hurley area, there's snow there, but the trails are just a little rocky.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean? It's not enough just yet. But once you start to go into Michigan and Ironwood, then you're good and the trails are just fine. So people are still starting. They're still hanging out in Hurley in our area, but it's just more Michigan at this moment. A lot of that snow hasn't really hit us.
Yeah. No, but there's areas up there just because of Lake Superior, they'll have snow.
Yeah.
It's not even a question. Cool.
So,
good
Brittany,
stuff.
This weather pattern, like I said, this is probably my favorite winter. Is this the most mild winter we've had?
It's got to be the second. I feel like last winter was a little bit worse. But we're sitting here really pretty.
I mean, I was walking down the street the other day, and I'm thinking, it's February 1st,
right.
And I'm looking at green grass.
Right.
You found green grass? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, brown.
Too soon.
Kind of green.
But the
a little green.
But the way I judge a winter is
maybe beige.
By
a little beige.
How many times you use your snowblower, and it's like zero.
Zero. I agree.
Is that unbelievable?
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe what? I usually
Brittany, where were we talking about the fat bike race?
Oh, Hayward.
Oh, that's right.
Fat bike Berkey.
Do people use fat bikes in the summer, or is that just for on snow?
Oh, they definitely use it in the summer and on the beaches through the sand.
Oh, that some of the would muddy be trails. Cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I could see me going to Ashwaubenon and just doing circles around the lake in those. Couldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Just...
I think it'd be kind of hot.
Doesn't the sand get in the chain?
Probably.
Maybe they got guards.
Grease it up.
Better
guards. You know, some kind of a thing.
Okay.
Wow. All right, Brittany, give us a little synopsis. What to expect?
What are we looking for?
All right. No, we're looking at a little bit of snow left. Still probably about another 2 inches left to go today. Tomorrow we'll see some sunshine. Highs in the 20s. A little bit of snow on Wednesday. And then some sunshine for Thursday, Friday. And then some more snow possibly on Saturday. That one we could see about 2 to 4 inches. But a beautiful sunny Sunday.
You know, I think that's okay. I mean,
right.
I don't know about anybody else. There's not much I could do in the winter when it's like this. I mean, not that right. I'd do much even if we had snow. But I'm just saying it's like for the people that really like getting out and enjoying that time of year. I hope we get snow. They can do that.
Yeah, it's great.
I really do.
I love the weather. Yeah. Thanks for what you're doing, Brittany.
Brittany, you're the best.
Thank you. You too.
Take care, Brittany Merlot, Chief Meteorologist, Civic Media. We'll be back after this.
I never seem to see you for the good times or the sunshine. You have been a friend of mine, rainy day woman.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here. 34 degrees in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 33 in Oshkosh at 6:51 in the morning. It is snowing heavily pretty much. Well, actually, let me take that back. It has stopped snowing in downtown Green Bay.
Wow, it has.
Like in the last 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It was coming down hard. Now it stopped snowing. There's easy 2 inches out there, I would say, wouldn't you? Right about that?
But yeah. It did stop. I mean, it did stop snowing. Right now.
It looks really pretty out there. I mean, just being honest, it looks like the way Christmas should have looked.
Exactly. Go out with your camera.
Yes.
There'll be some nice photos this morning.
Our buddy John from the Times Press will be out there getting some good shots.
Right. Yeah.
I could have sworn I heard a ship go through this morning. I could have sworn I heard the horn. Would they still be going through now? I mean, the ice does seem broke up, but it seems... When do they shut down? Who shuts it down? Does the Port Authority?
Yeah, I think the port does. But, you know, I think they plan that. Because, that's coal, salt, iron ore. Not iron ore. Lime. And I think they plan their
How long
deliveries.
Do they try to keep it open, then? I mean, would there have been one going through at, 5 this morning? 4:30 this morning?
Did you hear the ship or did you hear the bridge?
I could have heard... It wasn't a ringing. It was more...
Maybe that tug was going through.
Oh, maybe that's it, huh?
Well,
who would he be signaling at 4 a.m, though? I mean,
I don't like
signaling you.
I mean, just me waking me up.
John's going oversleep
this morning.
Yeah,
maybe that's what it was. I would love to work on a tug.
That would be fun.
I would if I can get that side gig. You'd be working on a tug,
and everybody loves you.
Yeah,
I mean, you're helping the ship.
Waving. Are you doing?
Think of
Yep.
Cartoons, you're always tugs.
I would love to be in a tug. Yeah. I would also love to be the guy that raises and lowers the bridge.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a good job. Mm-hmm. I can handle that.
Yeah, you could.
I can handle that one.
Boredom, though, right?
I'd read.
Yeah.
I'd write my books. Watch Netflix.
That's what's happening. There was a policy that they were debating to automate them.
Okay.
Take the guys out, and it's just controlled because, I mean, if one's going to open up, so is the next one, right?
Right.
And you just auto, and that didn't go through. There was a little pushback from
from the people that be affected by the automation. They took me through there one time. It's pretty fascinating down below.
That's cool.
Really cool.
Yeah. Bridge tender. You know, then you're off and go to Florida for a while.
And they keep everything painted gold underneath or something. There's just one color they use for everything. I want to say it was gold. where everything's painted like gold underneath.
I don't know that I know that. No.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Can you hook me up?
Did some remodeling. No, that's. I can make a phone call.
Taken. Yeah. Can I put my name on a list?
That. Yeah, it's gonna.
Put my name on a list.
Long list.
Long wait. All right.
Yeah, that's not a bad.
Anyway,
deal.
I think that'd be a pretty good job.
Hey, I got a birthday shout out. I got a text. Yeah. Speaking of bridges, a little bit. It's a little bit has to do with bridges. Ed the Diver.
Oh,
birthday today. Guy's 43.
All righty.
So he
keeps
to
be 43 again.
Right. Where was I when I was 43?
Are you even 43? You're not even. Are you?
I turned 55 in a week.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was here. I was in Green Bay. I turned 43.
Yeah, I don't. 43. No, I was. That was a good year.
I remember my sister calling me on my 50th. She's just, hey, you okay? Yeah. No, it's like, God, be 50.
Right.
It's like, dang. Yeah. Oh, so anyway. So anyway, I've been birthday. Okay. So I'm on this new diet thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going big with the protein, but I'm also here's what I'm doing. Okay, yesterday I had that. I'm charting all my number of proteins versus number of carbs. So like even for breakfast this morning, I had 2 hard boiled eggs. That's only like a carb and a half total, and like 14 grams of protein. Okay. I got chicken thighing. I'm going to have that. Not eating red meat for the month of February. It's going to be all chicken and fish and see what happens. I'm using my own body as a test tube for others.
And why not? It's
I'm doing this for you people.
It's unique.
I'm sacrificing for you.
When my kids were young, dairy back then was not a good thing. So we would do no dairy in February.
Oh, okay.
And because it's kind of the shortest month, but really it's only the shortest month by a day. Yeah. But,
that's why it's my favorite day of Lent.
Well, that's coming up.
Yeah.
No. Well, yeah, probably beginning of March. I got to look at that. Anyway.
So I'm just going to experiment.
This is
one
a good month. So
how
I did
hate
just kudos to me. January, no credit card.
Not at all?
Well, I mean, airline tickets. You can't go. You pay cash for airline tickets. You're going to be on the do not fly list. So that I had to use credit cards for. But no. Everything else, man, I was just, and I told you the tough part about that was when I, to get gas, to go in and pay, and they got this cheeseburgers.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
That was tempting.
I know.
So, and I didn't always.
Stay away from them.
they're like beckoning you.
They are.
You're standing there and they smell, and you walk in and they're
right
there.
You have to go by them.
You have, it's impossible.
Right.
To not go by
them.
They're
not in the back. Like,
nope, they are right there.
So,
and at first thing you smell. And they smell really good.
But I did use my credit
card. That's how they get you.
Yesterday, because if you're going out for Valentine's Day, which I am, Walnut Room has that Cupid's, what's it called? Cupid's Cabaret. And to make your reservation, you pay in advance.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which you know what fine, I will say? I will say it's weird, though.
It's going to be great.
For some reason, my credit card has been working. Must be worn out. Didn't work at the car wash the other day I told you about.
Like refused or not? What do you mean?
It just card, not even denied. I mean, there's money. It's not that, but it's just, I think it's worn out. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. So it's happened like 3 times in the last week.
Yeah.
So I go to the thing. I got money out of the thing. And you know what you realize once you take cash out of a place and you go shopping?
You spend more or less?
A lot less.
Right.
When it's cash and you have to turn over
cash.
I was checking every price.
No,
I was checking the thing.
Right.
It's amazing the difference when you got to spend cash.
Try it for a month. That's a tough month, boy.
I'm doing that. February. This February is all about me.
Gee.
Changing
March,
me. I mean,
April,
I didn't mean all about me. I mean, changing me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bettering yourself.
Me. Bettering myself.
Yep.
There you go.
People, give us some suggestions. How else? This could be the month of Mino. How can I better myself? If it's possible. Let me know.
All right, start the list.
Yeah. We come back. Chris and Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Laughter 21 after 21. BJ Hill,
I take
Tim
that.
Cody, Scott Radke. You get a lot of people coming.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.